98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Lads, I hope we're all friends enough at this stage that I can bring something to the group this morning that it makes me feel a little bit vulnerable, if I'm honest.
Oh.
And that is unwanted body hair. I've noticed something recently and I need to feel like I'm not the only one.
Yeah, okay.
So I want to say this on the radio to see if anyone else has a similar experience. Just as you get older, hair, for many years I had no hair on my head. I had to get 2 hair transplants, but yet it grows in all the places that you don't want
it,
right?
Fair.
So recently what I've noticed is on the tops of my ears, right?
Oh.
So like on the actual ear lobe, on the very top of it, I have hair growing that is like... You could cut your finger on it. It's so coarse.
Take the hair transplant, spread a bit more.
Maybe they put a bit too many in. I have the coarsest hair
Brent
growing.
Brent has a hairy ear.
Out of the tops of
But you can't, when I'm looking
ears.
At your ears right now, well, I don't see a lot of hair.
And you know why you don't?
Oh.
Because the reason I'm saying this, I've had to start shaving it. I've had to start shaving my ears.
You're shaving the tops of your ears?
I'm shaving just the tops of my ears. So like when I'm doing like, you know, my face, my beard, my neck, whatever, I've now had to start shaving the tops of my ears because I have unwanted body hair growing on the tops of them.
Yeah, like I've had an odd whisker. Do you know what I mean?
No, this is like...
Just an odd whisker on my face. Like a longer hair, a bit of a rogue one that you've had to, you know, get rid of.
Yeah.
But I have never heard of a hairy ear.
Well, I'd like to know. I would like to know that I'm not the only one this morning.
And it's not actually in the ear.
No, it's not in the ear. It's on the top of the ear. I'd like to know that I'm not alone this morning. Please.
Like, do you have a hairy ear?
Do you have a hairy ear? Or just, we all, I think as you get older, you all have unwanted, I'm saying all, look at me lumping everyone in together.
Yeah.
Do you have a body hair that you found and you're like, where is that coming from? Mm-hmm. Like that wasn't there yesterday and all of a sudden this
Why
is
now?
Sprouted. Why now? Why me? I'd love to know that I'm not alone this morning. Please send me a WhatsApp voice note. We're all friends here. No embarrassment. And if you're brave enough to share your story and make me feel slightly better about my hairy ears, we'll send you some IMC cinema passes.
Yeah, you and your hairy ears.
You and your hairy ears. One ticket for you, one ticket for your hairy ears.
We're talking about random body hair this morning because our Brendan has opened up to the group and revealed that he started shaving the top of his ears because they've gotten quite hairy.
I've started to get hairy tops on the top outside my ears. Not coming out of the inside. It's the tops of my ears have got hairy.
Gosh.
Yeah, so I've had to start shaving them when I do my face. So we're wondering this morning, do you have random or unwanted body hair that's appeared at Robbie's in Finglas?
Oh, you're Brendan? Yeah, I'm the sax man. I mean, over the last 2 or 3 years, 45 now. For every few weeks, the outer ears get a good trim.
So this is the thing. I'm not alone then. Okay, good. Greg says, went to the barber's last week when tidying up with the trimmer. He finished by shaving the tops of my ears.
Okay.
Then trim some extra long eyebrows. I'm getting old.
Yeah, I know the barbers do the eyebrows sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's Manuel.
Hi, Brendan. If you shave them, the hair will just go thicker and stronger.
Oh.
You have to pluck it. So the follicle gets smaller and smaller every time.
Pluck my ears.
So in time, they should disappear. I have hair growing on top of my nose and I have to pluck it. Like, it's just no reason. Like,
I feel like plucking the top of your ear might be extremely painful.
Give it a bash and see what happens. Ellen says, same, Brendan. I use a special tool for it.
Okay. Claire's been on.
You are definitely not alone, Brendan. My partner, oh my God, just swear there was stuff growing in his ears and the hair is coming out of them. But like that, you do have to trim away at them. But not even that. He goes to get his hair cut. He has to get his eyebrows done. He does have these handful of hair, stray eyebrow hairs. That would nearly take your eye out.
Coming in for a kiss, taking your eye out.
Yeah.
And here's Megan.
Now, I can't say as a female that I've suffered with a hairy ear myself, but I do cut my dad's hair, no barber or anything, I just do it the same length all over. But Jesus Christ, he could grow another head of hair on the top of his ears. Now, he is in his 60s. I don't know if that makes you feel better, but it's pretty normal.
Okay, so the tops of the ears is a thing.
I'm going to start looking at people's ears now.
Well, I'm glad I shared that with everyone this morning.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Loads of prizes.
Loads of cheese.
And a Dyson Era.
98 FM.
Welcome to Thursday's edition of the chaotic and iconic Matchy Matchy. It's always so much fun. Just three words stand between you and phenomenal prizes. If you match the same three words as either myself or Brendan, you'll be getting all of these.
You're going to race into 2026 with this motor racing voucher.
Then sort out your helmet hair with a Dyson Airwrap.
Win a cheese board.
Win a Diptyque candle.
Dash through the aisles with a 200 euro grocery voucher.
And would you like a bowl of soup?
Yes.
The answer is yes with this incredible soup maker.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Oh, AI Brendan is definitely glitching for 2026. honestly, our favourite batch of prizes we've had yet on Matchy Matchy.
So good.
Good morning to Louise, who's near Pierce Street. Louise, you're on 98 FM. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Ah, we're great. Louise, are you working today?
Yes.
What do you do?
I'm a paramedic.
Wow. Go on. Do you drive the ambulance?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Would you like to drive it?
Maybe eventually. Yeah,
very good.
Louise, I love that for you. Come here. It's a big day on Monday. What's happening?
My birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Louise. Are you doing anything nice for it?
Not really, probably just going for food, nothing much.
How do you feel about a January birthday?
Average. It's okay though.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it would be lovely now to give you all these prizes ahead of the birthday next week. Are you any good at Matchy Matchy?
Not always brilliant.
Same as us, yeah. Who would you like to play with, Louise?
Brendan.
Oh, thank you so much. My first trip to the soundproof booth for 2026.
Oh my God. Brendan, enjoy that now. It's been a while since I've been pressing the buttons here in Matchy Matchy. Right, I'm just moving seats. Let's get down to business. Louise on Pierce Street. Your first word in Matchy Matchy this morning. Bell.
Bell. Alarm.
Bell, alarm. Your second word, sky.
Sky or spy, sorry.
Sky, S-K-Y.
Blue.
Sky blue. And your third word this morning, love.
Love you.
Oh, very cute. Okay, so we've got bell, alarm, sky blue, and love you. Are you happy to lock them in?
No.
Do you want to change any?
Love hate for the last one.
Very good. Love hate. That took a turn. Okay, we're locking them in, Louise.
Yeah.
And let's get our Brendan back into studio after his first visit to the soundproof booth.
Hello.
Brendan, how were things in there?
It's lovely. There was just one little cup of tomato soup.
Oh,
my favourite.
Nice. Yeah. I had the minestrone the other day.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
Okay, Brendan, your first word this morning in Matchy Matchy.
Yeah.
Bell.
Oh, I'm going to say bell. Oh, I'm torn. Bell tower.
Ooh. Your second word. Sky.
Sky high.
And your third word this morning, Brendan? Love.
Seasonally, slightly inappropriate, but I'm going to say love actually.
Love actually. Brendan, have you got a Matchy Matchy this morning with Louise on Pierce Street?
Louise,
yes.
I'm so sorry.
Sadly not this morning. You guys actually didn't match on any.
Oh, no.
So we had Bell, Alarm, Sky Blue, and then Love, Hate.
Love, Hate and Sky Blue are brilliant.
Yeah. Oh. I was going to say something after Bell, but it wouldn't have been appropriate. Louise, we're sorry we couldn't do it. I'll let you think about that. Louise, we're sorry we couldn't do it this morning, but we're going to send you out a 98FM goodie bag.
Thanks, Emil.
Thanks, Louise. Happy birthday for Monday. I'm still thinking about what Reb would have said after Bell.
Cheers, Louise. Bye-bye now.
Happy birthday for Monday. Bell.
If you'd like to play Matchy Matchy tomorrow morning or any day next week, WhatsApp Matchy to 0877 98 98 98.
It took me 20 seconds.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.